Thunder, and PT.
That's Lee Bryce right there. He's going to be our big headliner tomorrow night, 8 p.m. for Country for a Cause.
Presented by Corona Light. You can warm up with Hardy on Radio.com live at 5 o'clock tomorrow. A special Radio.com performance from Hardy. But right now, we are really pleased and proud to talk to the person who is maybe more synonymous with breast cancer survival, education, treatment than anyone else in the entire state of Minnesota. Jane Bratton is joining us. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Let's talk about this MammoGoGo, bringing mammograms out to women that need it.
Low income. Can you not say mammography?
I'm not a mammography guy, I guess.
Well, our first year was 2014. Mm-hmm. And in that year, we did 16 events. And we took care of 260-plus patients that first year. And I should say that our mobile mammography unit, which is a mouthful to say MammoGoGo over and over again, it's the only one in the state. And we do go statewide with this mobile mammography. And now we have two buses. Last year, we did 188 events, I think, and we screened more than 2,000 patients and diagnosed 5 cancers.
Mm. Wow.
And those are 5 women might not have been diagnosed without this program. And that you just think about that
yes,
it might have gone unnoticed.
Absolutely, because these women are either uninsured or underinsured. You know, if they have to choose between putting food on their table or buying shoes for their kids.
How has the outreach with MammoGoGo changed this year specifically?
Well, it, like most healthcare operations, it changed dramatically because we literally had to shut down in April, but we were able to reopen in August with precautions in place.
Sure.
And we're now back on track.
Jane, you talked about, you know, being a survivor and now yourself a 2-time breast cancer survivor. What would you say to either a woman or a family that is maybe going through this for the first time or is going through this right now? What would you say to them about that hope that you'd want to instill?
I would say that reaching out to family and friends and having confidence in your care team is essential, because once you're diagnosed, you know, something happens. You lose your hearing, I think, because you really can't comprehend everything that's being said around you, which is why that nurse navigator is so important, but not more important than having your husband or your family, your children around you during that time to help you walk through this journey together.
It's Thunder and PT. We're talking with Jane Bratton. Jane, I don't know any family that hasn't been impacted at some level by breast cancer. What can we do to help?
Great question. Here we are in October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we have this event called Be Pink, and it's not an event. There will be a virtual event on October 29th. But all through the month of October, we've had these magnificent partners throughout the city who have donated events, or a dollar for every glass of wine at McCormick's, or a floral arrangement, or nothing but cakes. They donate a dollar for every cake that you purchase during the month of October. And we have Jared Peterson Realty in Edina. They're donating $1,000 for every new client he gets in October.
Jared was my realtor when I sold my house in Blaine 10 years ago.
Yes.
No, and he's fabulous. And he kicks butt, doesn't he? He knows what he's doing.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. He's on the foundation board. He serves on our Be Pink committee. And yes, he is all in. We have like 30 partners, all just doing what they can to raise money to help with mobile mammography.
Well, Jane, tomorrow night, we're going to attempt to do our part here with 102.9 The Wolf and our listeners with special guest Lee Bryce, Country for a Cause, starting at 8 o'clock on 102.9 The Wolf MN on Facebook, all presented by Corona Light.
Well, thank you. And we really appreciate all that The Wolf does to support us all year, but especially during the month of October. And we're excited about Country for a Cause.
The gala's tomorrow night at 7, right before Country for a Cause. All the info, parknicollet.com/bepink. Much love to you, Jane, and your family, and can't wait to be a part of this event tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jane.
Mm-hmm.